Initial planning. Considerations when planning, business plans, mission and value statements, and action plans and their components. Introduction. A career in real estate brokerage is both rewarding and challenging, and starting a real estate brokerage is not an effortless endeavor. Entrepreneurs should consider the challenges before them and plan accordingly. Considerations when planning. In the initial planning stages, entrepreneurs should consider the following items. 1. The market. In real estate, everything depends on the market. Brokers know their chosen markets like the backs of their hands. Thorough market research helps a broker select the location for their office. It also helps them determine how to identify and reach their target audience. 2. Business plans. Every entrepreneur must have a business plan that defines their company's mission and values. The business plan is the foundation of the company, wherein the broker establishes their goals and objectives and calculates the cost of doing business to realize a profit. 3. Business structures. All new business owners must decide how to structure their businesses. Choosing a business structure is an essential part of the initial planning stages. Brokers must determine whether they want to structure their business as a sole proprietorship, partnership, corporation, or limited liability company. Each business structure has its benefits and drawbacks, some offering legal and financial protections or tax advantages. The broker's choice of business structure informs the steps they must take to register their business and how they report its income to the IRS. 4. Licensing considerations. Every state has its own licensing requirements. Every sales agent must have an active real estate license. Some states limit unlicensed assistance activities. Brokers should know who must be licensed to perform certain activities and staff their brokerages accordingly. 5. Recruiting and training. Brokers should devise a strategy for recruiting top producers and hiring the right support staff for the firm. They must determine how to find new hires to contribute to the brokerage's success. Comprehensive training programs will attract talented individuals who want to sharpen their skill sets and provide outstanding service to the public. 6. Branding and marketing. Creating a brand identity is essential to a brokerage's success. Brokers must choose memorable color schemes and logos to promote their brokerages. A broker's branding is used on all their marketing and advertising materials to attract clients. 7. Building networks. Brokerages should have a network of individuals who will help their brokerages flourish. Brokers and their sponsored agents should attend industry networking events to build relationships with other professionals like appraisers, inspectors, loan officers, and title company employees. 8. Technologies. The real estate industry has gone high-tech. Brokers must determine which software programs and applications they will invest in, including client relationship management software, CRMs, 360 cameras for virtual home tours, camera-equipped drones, artificial intelligence, AI applications, and subscriptions to online databases. Brokers must also consider the cost of building and managing websites and developing a social media and online presence. Creating a business plan. Launching into a brokerage business without a plan is like driving around an unfamiliar location without a GPS or roadmap. Developing an effective business plan helps brokers find their best path forward. Brokers can clarify and refine their thoughts throughout the planning process, and the business plan will help communicate the mission, values, goals, and objectives to others. A business plan can be as simple as a short, informal document containing basic information about the company, its mission statement, and a brief description of its services. A business plan can also be a formal, comprehensive plan featuring a breakdown of the entire business, from its goals and objectives to its revenue projections. The length and complexity of the business plan depend on who is looking at it and how they are using it. Is the plan simply for the business owner's personal use, or will the owner share it with broader audiences, like lenders and investors? Other factors may include the level of brokerage management experience of the potential brokerage owner, the size of the business, and the competition. Mission and values. An excellent starting point for developing a business plan is the mission statement, followed by the value statement. These can serve as reliable compasses to keep the planning team, and later the company in general, oriented toward what is important. The mission statement announces the company's long-term goals to the world. The mission statement describes the overall purpose of the organization. Mission statements are more powerful when they describe not only the work the company does, but also the company's reasons for doing it. Well-constructed mission statements help others understand what the company will do for customers and employees, and help them determine what the owners want from their business. Value statements help define how the company will accomplish its work and articulate a set of beliefs and principles that guide how it conducts business. The statement of value can be instrumental in creating and establishing the desired work culture and communicating that culture to the broader public. The mission statement and value statement are useful for uniting staff and sponsored sales agents behind common goals and approaches. Action plan. The next step is identifying the goals and objectives to help achieve the mission. Where will the business be in 3 years? What will it look like in 5 years? 10 years? Business owners should write down their overarching goals. Then, identify the objectives they must meet to achieve the stated goals. The written action plan will outline the steps, approaches, and resources that will be used to fulfill the objectives. How will success be measured along the way? A practical business plan can be pivotal to success, and students are likely to hone and refine their plans, models, and approaches as they progress through this course. Three main categories that should be addressed during planning are operational planning, budget planning, and time planning. Items to address during planning. Select the tabs to learn more about the items that make up an action plan. Operational planning. This aspect of planning encompasses the day-to-day operations. Will the new owner serve as the broker of record or hire someone for the position? Given liability issues and company reputation, a hired broker of record must be unquestionably competent and trustworthy. Is it worth the risk? How much money would it take to attract the kind of person on whom a new owner is willing to stake his or her business's reputation? How will sales agents be recruited and hired? Will the company hire new agents, or will it try to attract only seasoned real estate professionals? The talent pool for brokerage startups generally consists of new agents, since seasoned agents generally fear jumping ship to risk an unknown outcome. It can often take a startup brokerage 2 years before its reputation is solid enough to attract seasoned sales agents. Hiring a lot of new agents means that a strong training program must be in place if they are to be successful. Developing and implementing an effective training program is a huge undertaking. How will the training program be structured? Will someone be paid to develop one, or will the owners create the program and materials themselves? New sales agents also need sufficient supervision, and someone must be available to answer their questions continuously. How will lead distribution and incoming calls be handled? Will the agents have floor time to handle unsolicited incoming calls? Will the brokerage follow a commission split model, a desk fee model, or a hybrid of both? What about commission splits with real estate agents? If agents will not be paid a salary, a well-developed independent contractor agreement is a must. Texas brokerages must maintain written policies and procedures that meet TREC minimum requirements. TREC Rules 535.2(i). What policies should brokers include in their policies and procedures manuals to address risk management? What verbiage should they use to help sponsored sales agents understand the scope of their authorized activities? What guidelines will be included in the records retention policy? What standards of ethics will be required? Operations planning includes addressing staffing needs, including who will serve as the office manager and transaction coordinator, and how many administrative assistants the business model requires. Brokers should hire staff to handle bookkeeping and deal with licensure compliance. They should also consider how to address technology needs and issues. Will the business model use a virtual office, or will physical office space be acquired? It is best to choose a location while remaining mindful of visibility, market opportunity, parking, and square footage. How will the acquired space be best utilized? How much space will be needed for a reception area, meeting rooms, offices, agent workspace, restroom facilities, storage, copier, supplies, and kitchen area? What other factors will be considered when planning for the new office? Budget planning. Since cost outlay will be an integral part of the decision-making, it is essential to identify potential costs and set budget ranges before making any financial commitments. How much money will be required to meet business goals? Will the business owners rent office space or purchase a building? How much will salaries cost? What outside professional services will the business use? Is there an extra amount set aside to cushion the brokerage against unforeseen expenses? Are there other revenue streams for the business that do not require a substantial investment of time or money? Are there ways to offset some of the business expenses? Brokerage owners often defray costs by sharing space with businesses that provide complementary services such as mortgage lending, property insurance, or title services. Legal advice should be obtained before making these types of arrangements. Costs can be separated into categories: one-time costs versus ongoing costs, essential costs versus optional costs, and variable costs versus fixed costs, depending on the type of office space the business will occupy. Upfront costs could include lease deposits, mortgage fees, closing costs, and renovation or build-out expenses. Other upfront costs may include office equipment, furniture, a phone system, computers, website design, internet setup, utility deposits, and office supplies. There will likely be some initial branding and marketing costs as well, such as signage and logo design. Monthly fees include loan payments, rent or mortgage payments, salaries, professional services, online fees, utilities, dues, building or office space insurance, errors and omissions insurance, office supplies, service contracts, and miscellaneous items. It often takes some time to begin turning a profit, so it is recommended that new brokerage owners keep plenty of cash available for operating expenses. Industry experts recommend anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. When projecting cash flow, new brokerage owners should be conservative, or at the very least, realistic. It takes a while to establish a brokerage business and begin turning a profit. Time planning. Most new brokerage owners are already successful in business and are well aware of the importance of optimizing their time every day. Time planning continues to be of utmost importance to future success. How much time will be spent on training, recruiting, supervising sponsored agents, checking contracts to ensure compliance, and dealing with unforeseen issues that arise? How often will meetings be held to keep the sales agents informed? How much time will be spent marketing the brokerage and developing clientele? How much time will be spent working with existing real estate clients and new clients? Starting a successful brokerage company requires a substantial investment of time, often taking new owners away from their current income-producing activities. Cash flow can suffer. Which responsibilities might be delegated to someone else, and to whom would they be delegated?